This week's edition of the PopBuzz podcast is brought to you by our friends at Impulse. Learn more over at facebook.com/impulsefragrances. Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz podcast, your number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Guys, introduce yourself, and as it is tragically the last in the series today, I know you're all very upset. Tell me what you've learnt this series. I'm going to come over here first of all, please. What have you learnt this series and who are you?
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Why do I always do the most stupidest voices?
Why not?
What have I learned? I'm going to get deep for a second.
Please
I've
do.
Learned how important it is to vote.
Wow.
And I'm not talking about the election. I'm actually talking about Love Island. My favourite didn't win, but, you know, I haven't been on the winning side of a vote this year, so what's new?
Very true. Who was your favourite to win, actually?
Jamie and Camilla.
Okay.
Kem and Amber won. No one listening to this will know who they are.
Shout out to our US listeners.
I love them all.
All right. That makes sense, though, at least. At least you're honest about your voting abilities. That's good stuff. You, what's your name and what have you learnt this season?
My name is Woody. And what have I learned? I like Fast and Furious 8. Well, didn't see that coming.
That was a revelation. You really did enjoy that one.
Yeah,
that was a good film.
I didn't like Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Right, I mean, we'll have that debate off air because it's going to take several hours, isn't it, Woody?
Sorry,
let's be
Chris.
Honest.
The main thing is that I absolutely stan Shawn Mendes. That's the thing I've learned about myself. That's mainly an off-air thing, but I thought I'd include it anyway.
No, it's true. You have, yeah, for listeners, you have had a bit of a revelation in the last couple of days that you are now a fully paid-up member of the Shawn Mendes fan club
in
every way.
You know, I just wrote a couple of articles about him, and the next thing I know, I'm in love with him. Who knew?
I wasn't going to push you that far and say you're in love with him, but fine.
I'm in love with him, James.
All right, it's good to admit
I'm
these
in love.
Things. All right,
don't deny
enough.
That.
Okay,
from me.
Okay, let's calm it down. Yeah, it is the last in the series, guys. What an enjoyable series it has been. But do not despair because we have one more massive, massive guest to help us bow out in series 3. It is none other than Archie himself, Mr. KJ Apa, the star of Riverdale.
It's my favourite guest of all time.
Honestly, tell me, have you fully recovered yet?
No.
Okay.
I'm still sweating from it.
It was a big moment, wasn't it?
Oh, it was so fun.
He was a lovely, lovely man. We had a chat about, basically recapping season 1. It was just before he was about to start filming. They're filming season 2 now, so we got a few hints in that direction and played a lovely game, the Impossible Riverdale Quiz. Some incredibly tough questions coming up on that one. So all of that coming along, but first, it's time to kick things off as we always do with the week's biggest stories in WTF news.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
All right, first up, arguably the biggest music story of the year so far, really, certainly in terms of new releases. Katie, talk me through this incredible music video that dropped earlier this week.
Somebody call MTV because, honey, we have just found the video of the year.
Very true.
Charlie XCX, boys. Oh my God, oh my God. Over 60 guys in there. We're talking Brendan with rose petals, Khalid and puppies, Joe Jonas and pancakes, Cameron Dallas and a friggin' chainsaw.
Four more. I want four more noises from Woody as well. Four more. Come on.
Something for everyone.
Clearly.
Something for everyone. After those noises, Wad, who was your favourite?
So I don't know much about him, but I did enjoy Cameron Dallas with the chainsaw.
It was a strong look. Mainly because
he didn't have many clothes on. Khalid with the puppies.
Oh, bless
Yes, I've got a lot of time for Khalid. And, A.G. Cook, the producer.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly I fancy him too. But, I mean, that whole video was a first track.
It really was.
Like, that was the only reason it existed. And,
Yeah, gift bait. Just getting ready to make gifts of all these beautiful, beautiful people. Obviously, Brendan slaying in there. Amazing, amazing work. We saw she's already talked about that he was, like, her big emo crush in her youth. So she had to put him in the video, obviously. I guess the bigger question, guys, who was missing? Over 60 guys, as Katie just said there. Huge, you know, world of YouTube sport, music, everything. Who were you missing from that video, Katie?
Who was I missing? I was missing Niall Horan delicately teeing off on a golf course wearing, like, pink trousers. And I also would have liked all four Chris's, like, standing there with palm tree, like, fans, shirtless.
I could see that one. Would Niall wonderful. Be in his trademark flat cap or not in this
situation?
Yes,
it would be pink.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good to know. Duly noted. Woody, who are you missing?
We needed Shawn Mendes mowing someone's lawn. Yes, we did. We needed Shawn. Yes. We needed a lot more Shawn Mendes.
Like you know, like in Desperate Housewives, the gardener.
Yes, that, yes, that, that that's exactly Shawn. It. Or, you know, Ollie Alexander, you know, creating a beautiful water painting, you know, colour painting of, like, the Yorkshire Dales or something. You know, like, just, like, really embracing his arty side. Yeah, that would have been nice.
What a wonderful, wonderful mix to throw in there. I think it'd be good. I would have actually, speaking of our guest today, I would have liked to see KJ make a slight appearance. If nothing else, I noticed a distinct lack of gingers in that video. Just a thought.
Oh, my God, you're right. Well, I don't care.
Well, all right, fine. Some of us do. Some of us are bothered. Yeah, other activities, obviously you've already touched on that, golfing, painting, all that kind of thing. Any other obvious activities you thought were maybe missing? It was basically, it was doing all the kind of stereotypical sexy music video things that they normally get women to do and putting, you know, taking off the male gaze and all that stuff. It was very, very clever. I was trying to think of those other ones.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen like Harry Styles delicately folding some silk shirts or something. Or ironing.
It's nice. It's nice. Maybe.
Well, I would have, you know, I know the whole point was that they were doing, like, nice activities, but I would have liked to see some pole dancing and, you know, some slut dropping, some twerking, you know, like...
Some proper filth.
You know, if we're going to make things equal, make them go all the way.
All right.
Come on.
Well, Charlie, if you are listening, and I'm sure you are, there's sequel ideas for days right there. I'm sure it's got to be planned. It's been so successful. Please, please, please. All right, anyway, another massive music story for us this week. Woody, there was a hilarious Little Mix video that emerged this week. Am I right?
Oh, my God, yes. Perry the Bance Machine Edwards coming through.
To give her a full name. Very good.
Yeah, basically, she was caught throwing shade at Zayn and Gigi at one of their shows. So during the performance of Shout Out to My Ex, usually she sings the line, I hope she's getting better sex, hope she ain't faking it like I did, except for, she changed the lyrics to, hope she ain't faking it like Hadid.
See what she did there.
Oh, did you see what she did?
Very clever.
You look so unimpressed then. You were just looking at me like, I don't get it.
I was in a daydream, sorry.
I'm sure she got it. I mean, there's not much to miss in that particular joke, is there?
She was thinking about the Charlie XCX video. That's why she was still there at the last feature.
You mentioned KJ Apa, and now I'm like, good
reminiscing.
Idea.
No, but the thing is, there was quite a weird reaction to this story online because I was like, oh, that's really funny. Like, yeah. She, you know, a bit of wordplay, cool. But the mixers kind of came in defending her, like, no, it's just her accent. She didn't. She was just saying it in a weird way, and I was like, no, she was making a joke. Yeah. Like, what's your problem? Was it's a funny joke.
Was it Jade who was next to her as well, who just kind of burst out laughing because she heard the line for what it really was?
When you see it, it's really funny. But I don't know. I guess some people don't... Some people were interpreting it as her being really shady and nasty. And I was just like, no, it was like 2 years ago, her and Zayn. She's just having a laugh.
Well, maybe is it the fans maybe being like, no, that's not what she said, trying to almost, you know, defend and get in front of the drama a little bit. You know, they kind of want to avoid those negative stories, maybe. I don't know. I doubt they'd be actually bothered if, you know, she said that because it's a funny joke.
Yeah, I think you'd have to have a serious sense of humour failure to not find that funny. I'm sure even Zayn and Gigi found that funny.
It's well, true.
Probably not.
I don't know them personally, but if I were them, I would.
And we all know there's no such thing as a sense of humour fail on the internet. Every joke always goes down swimmingly.
True.
All right, well, the other big story we've been discussing this week. Have you guys tried this yet? Actually, I need to ask this. There's a new app taking the world by storm. It's number one in the UK, in the US, in Australia. It is, of course, Zaraha. Have either of you tried this yet?
No.
Okay. I had a little experiment recently. It is... outrageous. Basically, the idea is anonymous messaging, okay? So you get a little code and people put that in their Snapchat or in their Instagram stories and people can just send them messages with no consequence. So you may have seen this on your Snapchats, guys, like people posting screenshots of like compliments when they put up a particular thirst bait photo or whatever. But also, the more serious stuff, loads of cyberbullying stuff. That's why it's been in the news quite a lot this week, because obviously it's completely anonymous. So... You guys haven't used it. Are you remotely intrigued? Would you try it, having heard stuff about it?
So I remember on Tumblr where you would have... What was that service called? The Ask Me Anything? So,
yeah.
Yeah, there's like Ask FM, isn't there? Mm. And then on Tumblr, you can send messages under Anon.
Yeah, right. And you know, I've been on Tumblr many, many years and I've seen how that feature's been used. Mm. It's not pretty.
No.
It gets pretty nasty. I'm just not, like, willing to open myself up to, like, nastiness in that way. I just wouldn't.
No, I get it.
I mean, would there be in any context in which you would use it? You know, would you ever want to ask something anonymously to someone?
Well, this is the thing. Apparently, it was set up originally. The idea was it was so people could report back on their bosses within this company. So if right. you had a complaint to make about something happening at work and you wanted to stay completely anonymous, you could contact this team and then the report gets followed up on, which I guess makes sense. But obviously now they've widened it out. That's out the window and it's kind of anyone's game a little bit. And then, yes, obviously this bigger problem of cyberbullying. But the other thing that got everyone freaked out this week, I love this so much. There was a big rumor going around. They were going to expose all the names. They were going to expose everybody.
Do it, honey. Do it.
Now, the app went out, they put out a tweet and said, no, this isn't true. It's all just rumor. But imagine if that happened. Does that freak you out? Like, would you use one of these sites where you had to be anonymous or something on that
Nothing's
basis?
Nothing's ever anonymous on the internet, is it? Let's Very not true. Be silly.
I don't really even write stuff on, you know, Facebook Messenger to, like, friends in private. You know, if I was talking about something, somebody else, I wouldn't write something which could I would get caught out on if I accidentally copied and pasted it in the wrong chat. You know, like that stuff like that always happens. Like you always send the message to the wrong person and you were calling them, you know.
Have you actually done that? Have you sent a message to the wrong person?
Oh my God, yes.
Anything you want to share with the group or is it too much for a podcast?
No, it wasn't that like that. It was so there was I used to live in a flat, there was five of us and one of them was just a maniac. She was just awful.
Shout out if you're listening.
And one time she had went into one of her like violent rages and like I like ran up into my room and we set up a different group chat without her and I went to message in there. She's in one of her moods again.
And you sent it to her.
Sent it to her and the whole group. And then I tried to delete it, but it was WhatsApp. So like once it's there, it's there.
You're done.
And then I had to be like, yep, I was talking about you, by the way. Totally meant to do that.
Well, imagine that, but times 500 if this Saraha leak comes, because then it's going to be all these strangers who've said nasty things to people just completely exposed in that way. But maybe they deserve it if they're saying nasty things. That's my logic. Maybe don't write things you don't want people to know that you've said them.
What's that saying? If you can't say it to my face, then
don't say it at all.
Sorry, why do we need the accent on those two?
It's like an EastEnders thing, isn't it?
Is that the official pronunciation of that in Urban Dictionary? It gives you an accent guide and everything. All right, well, those have been some of the biggest stories on the site this week. If you want to read those and loads more stuff, head over to popbuzz.com. Then go find us on our Facebook and Twitter pages and let us know what you think. Now, up next, strap in, it's Mr. KJ Apa.
Hey, mate.
Lovely to see you,
man. Too, mate.
Welcome to London, first of all.
Thanks.
And we should say from two genuine ginger people, as an honorary member,
I love it.
Welcome to the club, my friend.
Cheers,
welcome
mate. Feels good. 4%.
4% of the population. Indeed. We're racking up. Yeah. How have you been finding joining the ginger community?
It feels pretty good, eh? I feel accepted, which is good as well.
That's nice, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good, except the only thing is you guys don't have to get it done every 2 weeks.
That's true. Is it every 2 weeks? Is that how often it's getting dyed for you?
Yeah, man. And the eyebrows as well.
How long does that take in total?
It's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, well. But hey, worth it in the end. Yeah. And do you think, because it does suit you, man, I must say,
cheers.
Do you think you will keep any of that colouring once the show's eventually wrapped?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
yeah.
You're killing my dreams,
sorry,
KJ.
Sorry.
All right, shame. It looks good, though.
Cheers.
It does look good. All right, let's talk about fan theories going into season 2.
All right.
Are there any that have caught your eye?
Fan theories.
Yeah.
About
everything, dude.
Oh, man.
Zombies.
Oh yeah, I've heard about the zombie kind of stuff. I don't read too much on the old Twitter and stuff, but I did hear about a zombie episode. I heard about a musical episode.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about because you know how The Flash, they did that whole
musical episode. That, yeah.
I don't know what's happening, but I heard something about that.
Would you be up for a full musical episode?
Nah.
Oh, come on. You guys can all sing, though. Well, Cole doesn't want to sing, does he?
There's no way in a million years anyone will be able to get him to sing on the show. There's no way.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
I should try and get him to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you heard the theory? There's one going around really popular at the minute about Alice's secret son, who may be Joaquin, and the dad is FP.
Really?
It's a big one at the minute. What do you think?
Who's saying that?
Everyone the, on the internet.
The generic internet.
That's quite good, actually. Mm. That's quite good. I would rather prefer, I was saying how I ship Fred and Alice. I think they'd be good. I think they'd be good. Just because, like, they kind of, like, when they're together, there's that weird underlying thing, awkward thing there, like something's happened in the past or something. So I think it would be sick if they got together.
Explore the backstory.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Into it.
Well, we've got some unanswered questions, obviously, from season one. Mm. One of the big ones we always see everywhere, where's Miss Grundy at, man? What's going on?
Miss Grundy's taken off. She's taken out of Riverdale. she couldn't do it. She couldn't handle it. No, I don't know. I think we may see her again. We may see her again in season two. Definitely, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. As you know, the actor involved, where do you think she may have just gone off to? What would your theory be?
She's probably gone to another school and she's got her eye on someone else now.
Done the same thing.
The next victim.
Man, serial.
Yeah.
Awful.
Let's talk about the finale as well.
Yeah.
Okay. You nearly made me cry.
Oh.
When Fred died.
Well, yeah.
He didn't die. We don't know.
We don't know.
Well, it's suspect.
Who do you think, or do you know, who shot him?
None of us know yet. We are kept so in the dark in this show. Wow. It's crazy. We get the script like the night before we start shooting. That scene, actually, they changed the whole ending, and they told me and Luke, hey, you're going to be doing this now tomorrow. And we had a chat together, and we spoke to the writers, and they informed us about what was going to happen, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, they sprung it on us.
Wow.
And we were shocked with the ending.
I bet.
Yeah.
Wow. Who do you think shot him?
I think none of us know.
Yep. Yeah,
but
yeah,
I
sure.
think no, maybe no. that it was the first thing that comes to mind is the serpents for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know though.
God, yeah. It's exciting. I love that you guys don't
I feel
even
like
know
that's too
well.
Easy though, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
Of course it's gonna be them.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's who I reckon.
So even with a twist like that, none of you guys know. Do you try and get little details out of the writers here?
I don't bother anymore because I know that they just don't say anything.
Right.
And it just makes me more frustrated.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So I wouldn't be doing myself a favour.
More coming up from Mr. KJ Apa in just a couple of minutes. Yes, he will be playing the impossible Riverdale quiz if your fans stick around for that one. But guys, as we've already mentioned, sadly today is the last in the current series of the Pop Buzz podcast. We will be back in a couple of months, but don't despair because we think we have found a way for you to occupy your minds and crucially occupy your ears in our absence over the next few weeks. So together with our friends at Impulse, we've put together the ultimate mixtape to get you through these final weeks of summer. All right, we've put categories together.
Oh,
we've put
God.
Together the ultimate building. What are you all right?
I'm just like, you're really building this and I'm really excited.
I'm glad. I really hope the songs that you've chosen make this worthwhile. No, it's going to be good. All right, so this is basically, we've done a piece on the site with Impulse where you can build your own mixtape and we'll tell you what fragrance you would get at the end of it. So we thought we'd do the same thing and build our summer mixtape here. All right, loads of categories. We're going to hit them off. I hope you guys have got choices ready.
Oh,
you got choices
God.
For this?
I think so.
Okay. God. It's going to be all right, Woody. It's not that deep.
Feeling the pressure.
Okay. Well, I'm coming to you first, mate, because we have to open the mixtape with, you know, everyone's favourite, a boy band banger.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Okay. All right. So we need a boy band banger that's going to be an appropriate opener for this Pop Buzz mixtape we're putting together. Hit me with one.
There's only one choice for this. One Direction, what a feeling.
Oh!
Yes. We spoke to Louis about it last week, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
We did indeed.
It's my favourite.
Yeah, it's the best one they've done.
It's like Fleetwood Mac if they went on X Factor.
That is the selling point they always missed out on. Fleetwood Mac if they went on X Factor. All right, we've started it off. It's track one. It's What a Feeling by One Direction. Let's move on to track number two. I want a noughties jam. A noughties jam. Katie, hit me with a noughties appropriate track.
There's only one noughties jam that you need on a playlist, and that is Mr. Brightside.
Oh! Joy and a pleasure, that song. I feel like that is like no club night can ever close down until they have played Mr. Brightside.
It's an indie disco, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Indie disco
just
banger.
Needs to be on like 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
That's it. Don't turn it off until everyone has come out of their cage. That is the rule. That is the rule with that one. All right. We're starting off strong, guys. I'm impressed already. What a feeling into Mr. Brightside. That's big. Next up, pop punk classic. Woody, hit me with this. What pop punk track are you going to build this mixtape with? Come on.
I think it's got to be Blink. What's My Age Again?
Ooh.
Got to take it all the way back.
And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
That's a very good choice.
Yeah. And then you recreate the video with your mates.
Which, for those of you who don't remember, involves running naked down the streets. Wonderful. Hopefully getting in a newscast while you do it. All right, I'm very pleased with that. God, this is a great playlist already. Okay, keep it going, Katie. Female empowerment jam is the next category I have in front of me.
All right.
Hit me with it.
Okay, well, I bet you're expecting Beyonce, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
No. I'm going to throw some Demi Lovato in there. Confident.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, yes. June.
Very good.
Underrated Demi song.
Woody just went, yeah!
I'm so pumped for this play then.
God, it's going to be great. This is absolutely lit. All right. We need to finish this off now. And apparently this one's fallen to me. All right, so this is the closer. You guys selected this category. You said it has to be a closing power ballad, right? Now, first of all, I do have one in mind. I would like you to constitute your favourite power ballads for me. Like, what would you go for? Just top of your head. Yeah. I'm curious as to your power ballad choices. What would you pick in karaoke, for example, if you were going for a power ballad, Woody?
That Aerosmith song.
Right, that was my choice, but I'm very glad we're on the same page. This is good. Katie, would you go for anything else?
Oh, I don't know. It'd either be Bonnie Tyler.
Very good.
Or, a bit of Celine Dion.
See, again, I was wavering on Celine, but I did go for Aerosmith. I don't want to miss a thing because
it's good.
I don't want you to miss us over the summer, guys.
There we go.
I don't want you to miss a thing.
And that is the worst pun we've made this season.
No, it's not, and you know it. What a joy and a pleasure. So, yes, that is our mixtape. You can go and make your own now on the website. Just go over to popbuzz.com and together with Impulse, you can build your mixtape and they'll give you a little fragrance. Tell you what fragrance you would be as well. It all connects together very nicely. Anyway, up next, ladies and gentlemen, here he is once again, Archie himself, Mr. KJ Apa. Well, we want to play a little game with you, KJ.
All right.
We like to play games with people here. So this is a game we're calling the Impossible Riverdale Quiz.
All right.
We're going to put your knowledge to the test, some season one details, some proper hard questions.
Okay.
We want to see how much you remember, right? So
First
up, what movie was playing at the Twilight Drive-In on closing night?
Oh, the James Dean one.
It is a James Dean one.
I can't remember the name. I don't know.
I think I'll give you half a point for that. It was Rebel Without a Cause.
Okay. Rebel Without a Cause.
I mean, you knew the one.
I did. Yeah.
I'll give you that.
All right, next question. How many wigs are on display in Clifford Blossom's closet?
Is this an actual thing?
Yeah.
Four.
Six.
Only slightly higher.
One for every mood.
Yeah, let's go with that. One for every mood. Apparently so. All right, this is when we're getting real now. You're going to have to think this through, all right? How many seconds in total in season one of Riverdale is Jughead appearing without his hat on?
In season one.
How many seconds total? Obviously, you're going to have to guess this, but how long do you think Jughead...
So we'll say there's four times he's seen without a hat.
It's 20 seconds.
Only 20 seconds? You think only 20 seconds? We counted up to 311 seconds.
Are you serious?
All right, it's about 5 minutes. About 5 minutes.
Minutes?
Yeah. You've got the exact.
So there must be actual scenes with him.
We've done some sleuthing.
He's showered without his hat. He's been at Pops without his hat. He doesn't wear his hat in bed. And during sexy time with Betty, he's got his hat
Sexy time with Betty, he takes the hat off. That was important.
Yeah.
Straight down. It's gotta be done. Next one.
All right, next question. How many milkshakes are seen at Pops throughout the show?
Oh my gosh. Millions. And they taste not good.
Oh,
as
really?
Good as they look. No.
Not legit.
I have a bucket next to me most of the time. The food's it looks good, but it's not really. I can't really be eating that when I'm shooting.
No, of course.
So I'm eating and then I literally have the bucket, spit it straight out.
Is it a real milkshake or is it just milk or?
It's some of it. Sometimes it's yogurt. It's like just yogurt, like a Greek yogurt.
Wow.
To make it look thick. Yeah. And a lot of, and it's warm and it's
warm Greek yogurt.
Not Greek.
Delicious. Well, how many do you think were spotted? How many consumed?
100
I mean, probably through all your takes, maybe. We counted 23 in the actual show, but to be honest, throughout your takes, I imagine that.
I think I've just seen so
many. Yeah, that's it. You've got them on the brain. All right, last one. This is a tough one now. How many real places in the US are called Riverdale?
One.
Only one? Wikipedia may have lied. I heard 21.
21.
21 towns.
No, I meant to say 21.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Sorry. I cut you off. Yeah. It was 21.
Yeah.
Mike Kyle, the last poster. I think that's not bad, to be fair. Especially the milkshake.
I was actually way off on a lot of them.
We'll be nice with you. We'll be nice with you, KJ. Yeah. Man, we're excited for season 2. Are you guys, you're starting shooting
shortly? We start really soon.
I take it you're hyped and excited.
I can't wait to get stuck in again.
Well, we can't wait to see it, man.
Watch. Cheers, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
KJ Apa, so nice.
Legend.
KJ Apa, ladies and gentlemen, there he is.
Oh. I love him.
I think we've all learned something today, Riverdale fans, haven't we? It's exciting. You're hyped for season 2 now after hearing that again.
Yeah, I can't wait. Oh. And like his response to that theory we threw at him, he knows something.
I think he does.
You.
He got very excited, didn't he?
Can I just ask?
Please do.
What did he smell like?
I'm not going to tell you.
Dreams. Let's go with that.
Yeah, dreams.
It smelled like dreams and
so jealous.
And the kind of soap you only find in 5-star hotel lobbies.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
Like a fresh New Zealand day.
Morning is broken in Wellington.
He's not even from New Zealand. No, he's from one of the islands, Pacific Islands.
He's got like...
If only there was a machine that we can check this on.
If only there was some way I could fill for the next 30 seconds while Woody does some searching.
We got it. No, he's from New Zealand.
Thank you very much. Do you think I don't know where my future husband's from?
She's doing her research, frankly. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to say goodbye for season 3 of the Pop Buzz podcast. It's been fun, hasn't it, guys? It's been a lot of fun.
So much.
We've got one last item to do, as usual, which is, Woody, I'm going to need your banger of the week, my friend. And make it a good one, because it's a closing banger, my friend. It's a closing banger for this series. I want something strong. Hit me with it.
Oh, God, James, you put me in such a position.
No pressure. It'll be something wonderful you can hear on Pop Buzz Radio over on popbuzz.com by clicking in the top right-hand corner. What have we got on there at the minute, mate?
What have we got on there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, so much stuff, James. We've got Khalid, we've got Paris, we've got Lord.
Amazing.
We've got more Lords.
We've got so much Lord. But what is going to be your choice? Give us one song in particular.
I'm going to go for Wolf Alice.
Very good.
Don't Delete the Kisses.
Ooh.
I am so excited for their return. They've got a new album coming out soon. Basically, they're the best British band around at the moment. And I'm just pumped.
Wow, huge claim, but go and check that one out over on the website. We will be back in a few weeks' time after we've had a little summer break. We hope you guys enjoy the rest of your summer. In the meantime, do go and click subscribe over on iTunes, over on Audio Boom, on SoundCloud, TuneIn, all those lovely podcast places, and you can go back and listen to all 43 previous episodes with loads and loads of great guests on there. But we will see you very soon. Until then, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye, Katie.
Say goodbye, Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it is goodbye from me. We will see you very soon.